Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Karmali, my co-host here, Dave Popwich. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, fine. You?
I'm good. I'm really good, actually.
Was there something in particular you'd like to share with the group?
Well, I don't like the way you look at me when you say that. It's like you think you're suspecting something.
Yeah,
I can't have a good day.
It's usually a setup on something that's coming my way.
There's been a lot of change. Weather's getting better. We've got a new coach with the Calgary Flames. There's a whole bunch of changes that are happening here. Right.
You're a Senators day. Fan. What do you care? He's been outed.
I have been outed. Yes, yes. I look at deep value hockey teams with the hopes that they will turn around. That's the only time I actually hope for something is the Sens to win a game.
So yeah.
Now you made my day terrible.
No, I agree with you on the weather change. I'm finding more people are, you know, I had a chance to talk to an aunt, and I had a visit with her because she's been vaccinated. Haven't seen in a very long time. My mom's been vaccinated now. There's, you know, that to me, I'm feeling a lot better.
Yeah.
Right. That we're on that path now.
Yeah.
So there's lots to be happy for at this particular point. It does feel like we're changing. Like
we're getting
more optimistic.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We're getting there. So that's a good sign. And to see how the rollout's happening.
Yeah.
We'd all love it faster, but it is what it is right now, and it's better than it was before.
That's correct. You got it.
And so that's
we'll talk about that with respect to the markets. But we got a pretty cool show today. Lots of people, there's been a big change in attitude about aging in place, right? So we know that sort of the center of the universe for mortality in Canada has been in long-term care facilities, and that's changed people's opinions.
Yeah.
About whether they want to move to a long-term care facility to age in place. Now, I don't know if that's permanent or temporary. We'll have to see. But it does raise the question about what do you have to do to stay in your home longer to get the help and support you need for the quality of life you want? Yeah. We're going to talk about that today.
And we've got Fraud Prevention Month this month.
Yeah.
And there are many do-it-yourself investors, and they can be swayed in certain ways where when you're investing, what happens? Maybe you're going down that path where you're being taken advantage of. You're a victim of fraud.
Yep.
And so we want to bring back our special guest on that and saying, you know, if you're investing, how do you make sure that you don't get become a victim of fraud?
And listen, they target a seniors population. That's not exclusively, of course, but this is a time in your life that you can't afford to be taken advantage of because it could materially change the outcome of your retirement, right?
So let's talk about taking advantage of this. And this week in the markets, Dave, there was a big conversation and attention to the 10-year U.S. government bond.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime that number was hovering greater than 1.55%, keep in mind it was sub 1%.
Yeah, not too long ago. Exactly, yeah.
And now to be at over 1.55% at points, you start seeing the markets kind of contract, especially in those high-growthy names like technology. And you start to see a bit more, inflation's coming. Things are not going to be as robust as it was because we've spent so much time talking about the technology stocks out there.
Yep.
And when I say we, I mean the media and what the market's attention has been on. And so it looks like there's somewhat of a rotation happening slowly. And people are kind of stuck. Do I stick with what's been working over the last 12 months or do I start to adjust? What do I do? You know?
Yeah, and there's a number of factors at play when you're looking at this, right? There's a number of companies that really benefited last year during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Their business plans were literally accelerated by 5 or 10 years.
Yeah.
Right? And so it made sense that money flowed there and those companies from a business building perspective are far better. There's a bunch of companies that were left behind. But that will participate when we return to something more normal.
Yeah, and there's two different types of participation,
I
think, what's happening right now. There is the, okay, there's been companies who've been, I'll use the word, not given the love.
Yeah.
When the markets are now realizing that we're getting back to somewhat of a normal world. But there's a whole bunch of companies who have run up recently that have a long journey ahead of them.
Right.
If you look at the travel and tourism industry, I do not believe it's going to be the same feeling we have with our family members. You got a vaccine, now you can travel anywhere in the world. And so everybody's going to do better by fourth quarter of 2021. Right. I think there's going to be a lag to that.
Sure.
And when that lag happens, you're going to have choppy earnings reports and maybe choppy guidance on what's happening in the future. And so I think there are two tales or two stories going on right now of this rotation. And I think there's a little bit too much money going after the fully opened economy,
right,
versus the to-be-opened economy.
Right.
And I think the to-be-opened economy is very attractive. And I think people are just getting too excited right now. There's too much euphoria
in
the future because of the vaccines.
Yeah. And it makes for some interesting opportunities, right? So what we saw, you know, we felt that this year would be a massive reopening given the vaccines. Choppy, albeit everything you said is accurate. But it was going to create some consternation this year for the markets, because in a recovery year, you will typically see a valuation contraction, what's called the price earnings multiples. And that's because, you know, what typically leads that is either rising interest rates because economies are improving, okay, or earnings can lead that.
Mm-hmm.
And if interest rates lead that without inflation, so on the anticipation of inflation, what you get is a contraction in those price earnings multiples. And if anybody's interested in the technical reason why, you can always reach out to us. We're not going to go through it here, but you get a contraction. And so that's what we started to see happen, right? And mm-hmm. those growthy stocks, the ones that had the higher price earnings multiples, were impacted the most. Doesn't mean they're bad companies. It just means, how do you value those, the future cash flow?
And what I've learned over the last 12 months now what we've 1 year since the pandemic started in North America, is conventional way of getting research or information mm-hmm. at times get thrown out the window. When we were looking at just economic indicators in the past, there'd be seven or eight different indicators, and that would be our directive of how to go. And
yes.
I'm going back many, many years when we did that. And then you start adding layers in historical data. You start adding in layers like unconventional thought processes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was having a conversation with one of our clients this week, and they're saying, when you say unconventional research, what are you looking at? And I think this comes time to think about what we need to do going forward. That unconventional research, for example, mm-hmm. Google searches.
Right.
Kind of give us a foreshadow of what people are thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Open Table, that company does reservations online using an app on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of tells you which areas around North America are opening up and what's the economic impact of that. That data is not available as a researcher based on conventional ways. We had to look at ways to be different. So our business of being money managers had to change mm-hmm. in this time. And the data that we've collected to make the decisions in the portfolio have now, the old way of doing things are becoming the old way of doing mm-hmm. things. And the new ways to take on more layers of information, which what that does is now puts a bigger disadvantage to the do-it-yourself investor.
Mm-hmm.
Because they got to do all this stuff.
You know, one of the really good examples back during the pandemic when it was hitting was, so everything's going digital, right? And I remember reading some reports on thermostats.
Yeah.
Digital thermostats. So in the United States, they always lead in this because they've always got the biggest distribution of this. You could see money moving and opportunities being priced in based on where those, the aggregate of the digital, where temperatures were going higher for fear of fever, okay, affecting what investments were being made, right? So it's this kind of data that if you're tracking that stuff, there's tons of it, you can give you some insights.
Which is very challenging if you have the sole responsibility of doing all the investment decisions yourself.
Right.
You're playing with less tools in your tool belt.
Right.
And that can be a big disadvantage. And more importantly, that could actually wipe out a lot of your savings if mm-hmm. you get it wrong.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
And so I think this is a turning point for money management, a turning point for people who are managing their own money. It's been easy ride if you look at that. We've said that if you went to sleep 12 months ago, woke up today.
Well, we'll talk about that fourth segment
looks
today.
Looks good.
Yeah, yeah.
But in between that period, there's a lot of volatility. And so, you know, that's the thing that we're going to see going forward, is that you cannot just rely on the market itself and analytics, technicals. There's a lot of data behind the scenes that you can gather that gives you that little bit of an edge and reduces risk.
Yeah. Well, it gives you an informed opinion, and I think that's what you need, right? And there's nothing certain about what's going to happen tomorrow, but we can certainly get an informed opinion about the trend and where we're going.
Yeah.
Okay, let's maybe let's wrap up the first piece here. We've got our upcoming seminar because, listen, we've got to have that informed opinion and thesis for the next 30 years for many people to enjoy their lifestyle going forward, right?
And we're going to discuss that on Tuesday, March 23rd, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register to attend. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Did you know if you decide to age in place that you could actually destroy one of the most valuable assets that you have, your house? Let's talk about that after the break here on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.